Engineers at Philips have invented a furry TV. Well, almost a TV anyway. You may remember in science lessons at school, someone being charged up with nice long hair by a Van de Graaff generator, which made all their hair stand on end. Now, these engineers have come up with a way of using that to create images. What you do is you take a piece of fabric where the base of the fabric is one colour and the hairs are another colour. Now, if the hairs, they start off lying down, at which point you can only see the colour of the hairs because they're covering up the fabric underneath. But if you apply a high voltage to them, put some charge on them, they all stick up like your hair did on Van de Graaff generator, because they all repel each other and they all try and get away from each other. They stand up, at which point you can see down along them to the fabric below them, so you can change colours. So if you made a fabric with lots of little pixels and wired them all up and attached them to electronics, you could have a jumper or something and you could press it, and the computer could turn on and off these pixels and make pictures.
So you get not just a coat of many colours, but like a coat of Neighbours or EastEnders or something.
I don't know whether it could switch quick enough to actually get a TV picture, but you could definitely change the pattern on your T-shirt very quickly.
Is it going to be better than those, what were they, the hypercolour T-shirts that changed colour where you sweated on them?
I think there would be advantages, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I don't know who came up with those. Anyway, you're listening to The Naked Scientists with Dr. Kat and Dr. Dave. We're going to be talking later to our experts, Bruce Winnie, Turi King and Mike Majeris, about genes and population genetics. And we've had some questions in this week,